There are fears the northern Syrian city of Aleppo is on the verge of a bloodbath. Both the United Nations and the US say they fear for the safety of civilians in the city. It appears government forces have rebels surrounded, and as one pro-government newspaper says, they're preparing for the mother of all battles. But even as the fighting rages on, opposition groups are meeting to discuss a possible transition government if President Bashar al-Assad falls. Norman Hammond reports from Jerusalem.
Opposition activists say videos like this, showing another shell landing near Aleppo, reveal the full force of the Syrian army. But that may be nothing by the time it's finished with the country's biggest city. Government forces reportedly have rebels in Aleppo surrounded with thousands of troops, tanks, and helicopter gunships. A pro-government newspaper is warning it will be the mother of all battles. Activist Dema Al-Atta reached in the city, says residents are desperate.
We are needing help, we are needing support, we are needing somebody to protect us from their invasion. People are afraid and worry, and blood is everywhere. The death is everywhere.
But thanks to a deadlock at the United Nations, no one is coming to help. The UN's human rights chief can only appeal that civilians be spared. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says the U.S. also fears what could happen in the days ahead.
This is the concern, that we will see a massacre in Aleppo, and that's what the regime appears to be lining up for. Our hearts are with the people of Aleppo, and again, this is another desperate attempt by a regime that is going down to try to maintain control, and we are greatly concerned about what they are capable of.
But even as the world braces for another bloodbath, there's been more speculation about a possible transition if the regime of President Bashar al-Assad crumbles. One name mentioned prominently, Manaf Tlaas, a former top-ranking Sunni general who defected earlier this month. Some see his close connection to the regime as a possible advantage, others as a detriment. It's far from clear the opposition groups talking transition represent the rebel fighters on the front lines. There are numerous reports of towns falling to Islamic jihadists from Africa, from Asia, but not from Syria. Abdel Bari Atwan, editor of the London-based Al Kids newspaper, says that does not bode well for the country's long-term stability.
They are expert in street fightings. They are experts in booby traps cars. They are experts in car bombs. So they gained a huge experience in Afghanistan. They enhanced this experience in Iraq. Now they are transferring this experience or their experience to Syria. Who control them? Nobody. It's very difficult to control them, even to get rid of them. Once they are there, they may last for years, like what happened in Iraq, what happened in Afghanistan, what's happening now in Syria.
There may be a transition, but after Assad, after this war, Syria could look very different. This is Norman Hermont in Jerusalem reporting for Saturday AM.